again, and a very happy Christmas to you. If you're anything like me, a Christmas isn't really happy unless you can go for a longish walk, perhaps on Christmas morning. You get some healthy fresh air, and of course you sharpen up your appetite for Christmas dinner. And it doesn't do any harm in the birdwatching stakes. It's a good chance to see a few birds. Well, if you want to copy my example, you'll probably not want to go too far from home, maybe to a local park in Manchester, maybe Heaton Park or Alexandra Park or somewhere like that. Well, I'm not the only one who likes a Christmas walk. So does ornithologist John Gooders.
I do agree that this Christmas morning walk is a nice idea, isn't it? Nice to sort of get out and a bit of exercise after that. Breakfast are altogether too huge. And looking forward to probably an altogether too huge lunch. And getting out and seeing the birds, in fact, it gives a purpose to the walk as well as anything else. And if you're walking around the local park here, well, you're bound to see blackbird, aren't you? And you'll see song thrush. You'll probably see carrion crow. If you watch carefully, you may even see a kestrel overhead. Probably see some greenfinches, maybe. And, you know, quite a lot of other species. Some of the tits, blue tit, great tit, that sort of thing. Probably you'd be hard put to miss a robin, I would have thought, because we always tend to think of robins with Christmas, don't we? There's a lot of associations, you know, after we've had that huge lunch we're all looking forward to. And don't forget, there's a very good ornithological centre of that lunch now is a turkey, of course, you know. But in the afternoon, I remember it was always traditional in my house to serve up one of these chocolate logs, and it always had a sort of piece of snow at one end and a sort of plastic little robin. It always seems that in our minds that robin is associated with Christmas. They come on our Christmas cards, probably got some up on the mantelpiece now. And it is interesting the way that this has developed sort of traditionally over something like the last 200 years. The robin has become associated in our minds with Christmas. It's a pleasant, colourful little bird at that time of the year, and it's got a sweet little song as well.
The robin, of course, can be very tame. In fact, if the weather gets too grim, it can come right to the kitchen doorstep.
Oh yes, it can even do better than that, of course. If the weather really does get hard, robins will start to feed from the hand, and even come indoors. But of course, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of time to build it up. But if you feed your robins regularly, then they can become really very great friends and will perch on you and alight on you. Several people have had this arrangement with their robins. They really are super little birds.
There we are, John Gooders talking about the robin and also, of course, talking about Christmas. Well, hope you have a very lovely Christmas, a very enjoyable one, and I hope you do some good bird watching over the Christmas break. See you next week.